I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, we all know about distracted driving now. I think there's something new we're going to have to worry about.
All right.
It's called vanity driving.
What is vanity driving? Because I think I do everything with a little vanity.
Yeah. Vanity driving is taking a selfie while you are driving.
Oh, wow.
You'll see a lot more of these pictures.
I think it already is banned. I think it fits into the distracted driving ban quite clearly.
But you see it a lot, though.
I mean, you're holding your phone and you're not using a hands-free device when you do it, right?
Mm-hmm. I know those that like to take pictures of sunsets or sunrises while they're driving down the interstate.
Oh, wow.
Anyone here in the room?
No.
Okay.
Mm. Well, they say 18 to 24-year-olds are twice as likely to use social media while driving.
Okay.
All right. And there's no data as far as the how many accidents people have caused by taking selfies while driving. But it is certainly becoming a new phenomenon.
Yeah, I don't know if that would cause as many because you're still kind of looking straight ahead while you do it. You just stare at the screen, but you've got your peripheral vision kind of going.
Yeah.
I don't think it's probably safe, don't get me wrong, but it's probably better than looking down at your crotch with a phone in it, staring at a bunch of letters, as opposed to not, you know, staring over the driver's steering wheel a little bit.
It seems like with a selfie, you just wait till you're at a stoplight or park.
That's true also.
When you get in the car.
But sometimes whenever you got the perfect sunset in your rearview mirror.
You know, but there's something pretty sad about the idea of you doing the duck face and it hitting Instagram just 2 seconds before you crash.
Before you hit the car in front of you.
Before you hit.
Or maybe you time it just right so that they get to actually see your face after it's hit the windshield. So it'd be like,
that's what it used to look like.
Oh. That'd be cool.
It is not safe, just to let you know.
I think we're headed towards, in the very near future, a time where everything we do in a car is going to be recorded. I think either your car is going to be recording video, or the cars around you are going to be recording video, or the traffic cameras are going to be recording video. And when you screw up, people are going to have video of it now.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay.
It's just a given that you can't do anything wrong in a car anymore.
That'll be so embarrassing.
It'll be horrible for everyone.
Really? Like nothing?
Yeah.
It'll all be taped?
Well, and speaking of selfies, there's a new smartphone app that takes 15 pounds off your selfie pictures, just to let you know.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and coming soon, I think there's an app that adds 15 IQ points to your text.
Well, I'll get one and you get the other.
Also, if you're looking to take a selfie, they say men and women can make themselves look more attractive just by changing the way they angle their face.
Yep.
Research shows that women appear more alluring if they angle their head forward to make it look like they're looking slightly upwards. So, tilt your head forwards a little bit. Okay.
Are you sure that you're not doing that wrong?
Okay.
How do you look drunk?
I don't think you read it. Read it again.
It says that research shows women appear more alluring if they angle their heads forward to make it look like they're looking slightly upwards.
So, no, Heidi, you don't angle the top of your head forwards and then look upwards. You angle your chin up so it looks like you're kind of looking up.
Yeah.
I think you look down.
It just says angle your head forward to make it look like you're looking up.
Okay. And usually the selfie, you got the phone up in the air anyway.
Oh, that's true.
Put your phone in the air like you just don't care.
Folks, if you could see Heidi right now,
let's take a picture.
Yeah, let's take a picture of Heidi's selfie real
quick.
Just
take a picture.
Heidi, it looks like the Bride of Frankenstein, really.
Oh, yeah.
Sarah. If you just went,
the first wife.
Okay. And then men, they appear more masculine, according to scientists, if they tilt their head back a bit and look slightly down at their nose. So it's kind of like, I guess, a cocky picture where your head's slightly backwards.
Is that alluring?
Oh, see, now I didn't do backwards. I took a selfie a couple of days ago, and I've got lots of likes, 122.
So how did mine come out? You took my picture, and it looks awesome, right?
I think we're going to get a lot of retweets on this one, but not for a good reason.
Oh, no.
I'll upload it now.
Well, it's selfie time here on the Hawk and Tom Show. Go ahead and take one of you while you're driving and send it in to us.